Good afternoon, brethren. Today, I'd like to talk to you about that little boy or girl inside our bodies that comes out to haunt us. I'm going to give you a couple examples. I work with a guy that's about 6'4", weighs about 250 pounds, and he's quite intimidating, but he's really sharp. And the other day, he was taking a drill motor apart, and we have drill motors that look like they come right out of the space age. And I walked over and I just stood there watching him because it was so amazing to see all these parts. And he looked at me and he said, "What the blank do you want?" And the little boy in me had lots of things that it wanted to say. And I'm going to leave it at that for the moment. I want to talk about the little girl. A few weeks ago, my wife was working in the knit shop that she works at, and a customer came in and needed help with knitting. And she was starting to help the lady, and the mother of the younger owner came over and said, just took it away from him and said, "I'll handle it." And my wife said the little girl wanted to come out and say, "You know, I've been knitting since I was 3. I knit my clothes before you started knitting, etc." And I'm going to leave it at that for the moment. By chance, did the little boy or girl come out and haunt you this week? If so, why? Was the adversary part of the blame? Probably. You know, we could learn to become aware of the situation to avoid this little boy or girl coming out in us. When this happens, and we can realize that the little boy and the little girl is nothing more than our ego. Let's define ego. The dictionary defines it as follows: dwelling upon one's self or upon one's own personal interests, almost to the exclusion of everything else, viewing everything in relation to oneself or self-centered, exhibiting an interest in relation to oneself, and I'm sorry, interest in the individual rather than the group. There are so many variations of ego. There is egoism, egohood, egolistic, egomania, egomaniac, an ego trip. I would like to give you Gary's definition when that little boy or girl starts to come out in us. Ego means ease God out. I'd like to repeat that. Ego means ease God out. Why do we have ego or egoism? I would like to read from the new book that we received called The New Covenant: Does It Abolish God's Law? And in the introduction, there's some things that I think relate very well to what I'm trying to say. It says, "Why freedom of choice? To make it possible for us to build that divine, holy, and righteous character, God gives us freedom of choice. By giving us the liberty to make choices, He allows us to learn by our own experience that we, with our limited abilities, cannot foresee all of the harmful consequences that wrong choices produce. Only by relying on God's guidance will we learn how to avoid making bad choices. God's covenants reveal His plan to reverse that dangerous pattern of harmful choices. In these covenants, He promises His divine help and blessing to those who turn to Him with their whole heart for the guidance and help they need. Some of the blessings He gives for accepting His guidance and help are spiritual, offering us eternal benefits. Others are physical, designed to bless us in this temporary physical life. Why was the promise of a new heart so necessary? God's latest and most important covenant revealed in the Bible is centered on his promise, his unwavering commitment to create a new heart in those who unconditionally, in receiving that change of heart, it's really very simple. We were created incomplete. And that's why I say we have ego. We were completed incomplete. But there remains a missing dimension in our thinking, a dimension that needs to be added so we can properly control our thoughts and the actions they produce. The Bible reveals that God is committed to creating us in us that additional ability. He promises to give us the knowledge, understanding, and the power to rightly manage how we think, feel, and behave. If we choose willingly and sincerely to give him our full cooperation, we desperately need that added ability. The sad record of human history shows that we cannot consistently make right choices or maintain right attitudes with God without God's divine help. Instead, each of us naturally weaves his own web of thoughts and patterns of behavior into a conflicting mixture of good and evil. Not everything we think is wrong, but neither is it always right. Whether our life will be only physical and temporary, or will forever depend on whether we allow our Creator to actively change our hearts and minds. What is this all about? I would like to throw out some thoughts on ways to change our negative egos to positive. Hopefully, as you think about them, you will come up with your own ways to help change and share them with the rest of us. I believe I have used this word in the last 5 or 6 sermonettes that I have given. Awareness, awareness, and awareness. The only way we can change is becoming aware of our actions and reactions, and especially from our tongues. We must stop and think before we speak. Let's remember, most of these words that we speak come from the heart. True, we have been given a new heart, and we are still trying to learn how to use it. Taking that moment before speaking allows God to put the right positive responses coming out of our mouths. I would now like to give you Gary's definition of making a negative ego a positive ego. Rather than ease God out, let's change the definition of ego to accept God openly. To accept God openly. I'd like to divert back to the original example that I gave. This guy that told me the response that he did, I looked up at him and I didn't say anything. I just walked off. I went back to my desk, and about 5 minutes later, he opened the door and he said, "Gary, I apologize. You know, I didn't realize at the time that by not saying anything, I didn't ease God out, that I accepted God openly." And these are the kind of things that we can do. There's so many examples that when somebody ticks you off with a right or wrong explanation of something. Going back to my wife could have said in front of the customer the same thing. I have knit since I was 3. I knit for many years my own clothes before you started knitting. And what would it have done? That would have eased God out of the picture. And she did the same thing. She just walked away. And in that way, we accept God openly, that we don't respond with the little girl or the little boy ego. We can find in Numbers 15, 37 through 40, a way in which God told the Israelites to be reminded constantly of his commandments. I will read from the complete Jewish Bible. Adonai, they use Adonai, Lord said to Moses, speak to the people of Israel, instructing them to make through all their generations tzitzit on the corners of their garments and put with the tzitzit on each corner of the blue thread. Now for you young people, a tzitzit is not a double pimple. It's specially made fringes that were worn on the four corners of a man's cloak or robe. And he goes on and he says, it is to be a fringe for you to look at and thereby remember all of the Lord's commandments and obey them, so that you won't go around wherever your own heart and eyes lead you to prostitute yourselves, but it will help you remember and obey all my commandments and be holy for your God. Now the situation is a little different with them at that time because they were all Israelites, and if we were this whole group and we all had something that we could see, it'd be different. But when you're out in the world and you're all by yourself, it's a little different. You don't see somebody else. And it would be nice if we worked with a spiritual brother or sister, and then we could check each other, you know, for the things that we say and do. But what if we had something to remind us that we could see that would help ourselves check from those little boy and girl monsters? Now, as I mentioned, Elsa, my wife, works in a knit shop, and they have some pretty cool yarns. I asked her if she would make me a couple of tassels and a wristband as an example of a reminder that we could wear. And these were a couple. You know, you girls can hang them on your hair, you could put them here, or wherever. And for a guy, you could have a little wristband. And this is just an idea of something that we could do to check that little ego that we have. And if you use these examples, and somebody says, which they probably will, what is that tassel or wristband for? Well, we can say, it is a reminder to keep the little boy or girl inside me from coming out and embarrassing me. And if they ask, what does that mean? Tell them, it's a reminder for me to keep my ego in check. In closing, let's be aware that things are happening in this world that are bringing us closer to the end time. We need to be aware that God is still in charge. He is constantly helping us perfecting that new heart we received at baptism. Our commitment is to draw closer to Him and His Son and have a close, loving relationship that will last forever. When that little girl or boy wants to come out as our personal ego, remember this. We can ease God out, or we can accept God openly. Let's make the right choice.